In Luke 12, Jesus addresses the issue of covetousness, excessive desire. He starts the parable like this. The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, verse 16. Now that sounds like the start of a success story. Today we might say a farmer had a great growing season, a businesswoman had a terrific year, the stock portfolio had stellar returns. That's good, isn't it? Well, the answer is, it depends. If you follow the parable through, it didn't work out well for the certain rich man because he was selfish with his good fortune. He saw it as his and he hoarded it, not showing the slightest interest in honoring God with it. The point here is not that being successful in business is a bad thing. That's far from the truth. If you're in business, if you invest, if you're running a practice, or if you have a job, you want to be as successful as possible, as is reasonable given your circumstances. But this parable starts with good news that's actually a warning. The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. Given what we know about this parable, Jesus is saying, how are you going to act when you are blessed financially? With prosperity comes a raft of temptations. And by the way, this temptation isn't just reserved for the wealthy. This applies to the high school student who gets her first job and now has real money in her pocket for the first time. What does she do with that? This is the university graduate who graduates and starts earning decent money. What's he or she going to do with that? The lesson is include God. Put him first. Honor him with your substance. Ask him what to do with your wealth, however large or small it may be. Look to honor God with what he gives you. And when you do, when you cut God in, when you take what you have and honor him, that is real prosperity. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.